This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Like ag producers of all stripes, the dairy industry is looking for ways to keep the flow of milk and other dairy products moving during the coronavirus pandemic. International Dairy Foods Association CEO Michael Dykes says keeping things moving has not been easy, especially when you consider all of the new safety rules.
You know, our supply chain has continued to function. We were a part of the essential workforce. Our members have been focused on the workplace and making sure that it is the safest place for the workers to be. We're putting in all the precautions, all the steps, all the cleaning, all the distancing, all the personal protective equipment, doing everything we can to assure the health and safety of all of our workforce.
The supply chain, Dyke says, is something that's critical now and moving forward.
We've worked to try to keep the supply chain intact. The reason there, Bob, is once this crisis subsides and we begin to reopen America, reopen the world as well, Bob, because this is also a global phenomenon, we want to keep the supply chain intact so that we continue to have the milk flowing through the processor members and on out to the retail shelves for consumers.
Dyke says it's also important to maintain our export markets and push for recovery around the world so that once the pandemic has ended, we're all ready to resume moving supplies as efficiently as possible.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.